I just want to amen and echo the burden concerning the matter of prayer. Prayer, from the example and the pattern in all of the scriptures, the function of the prayer is so critical and so often connected with the sisters. The churches, the Lord's recovery, the Lord's move, the leading ones, the elders, the co-workers, all need the prayer of the sisters. Amen. Sisters, I do hope that the burden that was released in the prior session would really reverberate within you, would just continue moving within you, and that we would have the blessing of every local church. And if you're in a situation like ours, where you now have different halls or different districts, that every hall or district would have the sisters praying together. Of course, the best situation is if the sisters can gather together, right, in person, and pray together. But today, with the modern conveniences, it's so easy. It's so easy. There shouldn't be a reason that the sisters are not praying together, even to have the conference call. I know that, just for practicality's sake, in our situation, the mothers that have the young children during the winter months, it makes it somewhat difficult to pack up your baby and go over to the hall. I didn't say it's impossible, but it's somewhat challenging and difficult. Well, I know that the sisters have set up this kind of policy in one or two of our halls, that during the winter months, during the colder months, they have the prayer on the conference call. But as the weather gets better, then they exercise to come together. I do hope that we can encourage one another, strengthen one another, and certainly this is one item to pray for. We need to pray for our prayer. And I hope, sisters, that you would pray for your prayer. Pray that there would be a response to this burden. And of course, we know and we recognize already many of the churches have the sisters' prayer meeting. But we also realize it can be strengthened. So let us pray for this. Let us pray that where there is no sisters' gathering, there would be a sisters' gathering for prayer. And let us pray that wherever there is a sisters' prayer meeting, that meeting would be strengthened and increased. That more could be ushered in. More could be shepherded into the prayer life, in the church life. Amen. We'd like to dedicate this final session to another key function of the sisters, and that is with the matter of the children. I think you should all have in your hand this outline, which is listed as lesson 14. Do you have that? Does everybody have that? If not, we still have some in the back. This outline, the reason it says lesson 14 is because it is from this book. It's chapter 14 from the book, and the title is right here on the top, Raising Up the Next Generation for the Church Life. And this book is a compilation. It's a compilation of many writings from Brother Watchman Nee and from Brother Witness Lee, from different places and different times when they spoke about either the children, or they spoke about parents, or they spoke about children's meeting or neighborhood children's meeting or young people, the burden for the young people. Very few is direct speaking to young people. This is more for the serving saints and the parents, although there is some that is found there. And actually it was quite a number of year labor. Some saints worked to put all these things together into 26 topics. 26 topics, and they became the chapters of this book, and this is lesson 14. Now, my burden is not to go into too much detail on the outline, although I would like to read most of the outline with you. What I would like to impress you with in this session is all the different parties involved in the children's work. All the different parties that can be involved in the work with the children. Because when we talk about serving the children, right away, some people disqualify themselves and think, okay, amen to the burden, amen, everybody's burden for the children, next generation, amen, but this does not pertain to me. Okay, what I would like to show you is that not one of you can escape. You are on this outline. You are listed here in one of the points. Brother Livingstone, even you're here. Even you're here. Everyone in this room, there's a line for you in this outline. And you'll see. Well, you can turn to the last point. The last point on the back. Romans 6. Do you see how it starts? Yeah. When what? Entire church is mobilized in this way. Who? We'll have an opportunity to serve. Okay, stop there. We'll come back to this. When the entire church is mobilized, then all the brothers and sisters. Can you imagine? Brother Ed, you and I have a role.
Amen.
Amen. With the children. Now, we'll see. Later, you'll see. It shows Brother Ed doesn't need to be directly involved, but there's a place for him. Amen. Okay. Do you get my point? Okay. Let's just start to read, and we'll make some comments along the way. Romans 1, all together. Romans 1. We expect the children's work among us to be very prevailing. Therefore, we need to have a proper realization and preparation for this work. Saints, sisters, do you expect the children's work in your church, in your meeting hall, in your district to be very prevailing? Maybe you just were happy that we have one. Let's have a children's. I'm just praying we have a children's meeting. Now, I'm telling you, you need to uplift your prayer. Lord, may the children's work in the church in Newington be prevailing.
Amen.
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 Sisters from Newington, how about you stand up and pray that?
Amen.
Pray that. Lord, may the children's work in the church. Amen. Prevailing. What we're talking about here is two aspects of the children's work. Two different aspects of the children's work. One is the children's meeting that we have in the church life, usually, not always, but usually on Lord's Day morning during the church meeting. That children's meeting has the wonderful function of allowing more parents to be in the meeting. For example, in this hall, on the other side of that wall, we have 4 rooms for children. So the sisters, the parents bring their children, leave them there, and then they come to the meeting. Of course, most of the parents also serve. So they're on a rotation, sometimes there, but mostly in the meeting. So this children's meeting serves firstly this function of strengthening the church meeting. That's the first function, to strengthen the church meeting. That's why mothers, both in the children's meeting and in the nursery, that's why you should leave your child in the nursery and go to the church meeting. You're defeating the purpose by bringing your child, then you stay there the whole time every week. Yeah, we would like for you not to do that. Now, it would be good for you to join the service and the coordination, and you can be there every, whatever the need is in your place. In some places, because of the size, it has to be every other week. In some places, you can actually be there every 3 weeks. In some places, every 4 weeks. So you can be one time with the children, not just taking care of your child. Not just taking care of your child, but taking care of maybe 2 babies. Probably the most 3. That's probably, I don't know what the ratio is down there. But you understand? Maybe we have 10 babies. Oh, you need 4 sisters, 5 sisters to serve there. But spend most of your time in the church meeting. Strengthen the church meeting. So that's the first function. Now, of course, the children's meeting has more function than that. It's not just a babysitting service. Also, the function of the children's meeting is to build them up as vessels for the Lord. And especially a big part of this is to build up the proper humanity within them. Week after week after week. Yes, we're teaching them about God. We're teaching them about creation. And they have a sense that there is God. And we have to put that in them very young. You know, remember the books that Brother Dennis presented to us? One of them is entitled, God Is. God Is. We need to put this in them. God is. Because you know what? From the time they go to preschool, they're going to hear, God is not. And the little ones have to know, God is. God is. It's funny that I can say this now, but I actually have 3 grandchildren. I have 3 grandchildren. Okay. Amen. And my granddaughter, the oldest one. Oh, I tell you, a little testimony. I was just there for the elders training. And my daughter, she knows this the books and also the Bible stories. She just puts it on. It's playing almost all day in the background. And our little granddaughter, she's just singing all the time. She's singing all the time. And the mountains and the trees just happen. What is it, Maria? Where's there? There's the... I don't know them. What is it? No. The detail. Go earlier. Go ahead, do one. The mountains and trees just happen. The stars, the air... No! God put them there. So she's singing. Where are the mountains? And you know, she knows all the words now. She's only two, not even two and a half. Not even two and a half. Mountains and the trees and the fish and the... No! God put them there. Put that in them. I tell you, as soon as they go to preschool, the influence is there. God is not. God is not. We want them to have an inner spontaneous reaction. God is. God did that. God put them there. God made the mountains, the trees, the stars. God did that. Oh, from so young, we could put that into them. And the children's meeting does that. And at the same time, builds up proper humanity. But a third function of the children's meeting is to gain their friends. To gain their friends. And through them, the friends, they gain families to be the increase of the church. And we've seen this, and we have this kind of fruit. But I feel, saints, we do not practice this enough. We do not practice this enough. We have much more opportunity for our children to just be inviting their friends. And it's easy, actually. You could tell your neighbor, you could tell your friends, you sleep in, just give me your child. Just send your child. I'll take care of your child on Lord's Day morning, because they don't know what Lord's Day is. So you have to say to them, Sunday morning. Sunday, do you want to send your child? Send your child? Even to the ones who used to meet with us, and they don't meet with us. Don't invite them to the meeting. Just say, hi, you wanna send your child to the children's meeting? You take a day off. You sleep. Oh, I tell you, after a month, that little child will be saying, Daddy, Daddy, come. We don't have to invite. The children will invite. We can gain back the ones that we lost, and we can gain fruit for the Lord. Every local church can have this. Actually, we've said this before, I'll say it again. The children could be the biggest source of increase in our church life, through the children. But we have not tapped into this. We haven't tapped into this. That's one aspect. That's Lord's Day morning. That's Lord's Day morning. In this outline, you will see even more. It's talking about the neighborhood children's meetings. The neighborhood children's meetings. It is our endeavor that every local church would have at least one neighborhood children's meeting. That every meeting hall here in New York, at least one neighborhood children's meeting, actually multiple. We should have multiple. And done in different ways, many different ways. But we're not going to get into that detail. The sisters can testify later of what you do to show all the different manifestations of the neighborhood children's meetings. Some do every week. Some do every other week. Some do once a month. And some do in their home. Others do it at the meeting hall. And all different ways that you can do and that bring to invite the children that are around you. Okay, let's continue. Amen. Did we finish reading the first sentence? Oh, prevailing. That's where we are, right? Prevailing. Okay, let's read. When we speak... To children who have not graduated from elementary school, but are more than 5 years old. These are the target of our children's work. Of course, technically, what this is referring to is that the children's meeting generally starts at the kindergarten age, but many of us have a pre-K level. So don't be thrown off by that. Don't be thrown off. But when we practice the neighborhood children's meeting, usually children younger than this, they will not come to the neighborhood meeting unless the parents bring them. That's a different story. And I know that we had a situation that when the sisters began in Manhattan, the neighborhood children's meeting, I think all the children were 3 years old and under. And so they would set up the babies on the couch. You could hardly call it a children's meeting. It was a neighborhood babies meeting. And they sing the children, and then the sisters just sing to them, and the baby, they're happy. And just 5-10 minutes, maybe tell them one story in the Bible. In 10 minutes. Then you have fellowship with the mothers and the gospel. And I know in one that children's meeting, the issue was one sister got saved, or one mother got saved, baptized, came into the church, and started serving on children's meeting. The church children's meeting. Another, they started a Bible. I know so many stories we could give you of how just this brought in the fruit. Okay, let's continue. B, the saints can open their homes for children's meeting. We need many brothers and sisters. Okay, I hope you can underline or circle or highlight somehow just where it starts. The saints. The saints. And then many brothers and sisters. Many brothers and sisters. I told you, you are on this outline. You're already included. You can open your home. Some people say, oh, I can't open my home because it's too, and then you fill in the blank. What? Too small. Too messy. Too something. Oh, we have someone who also was too, but they opened their home. And they got the blessing. I hope that they would testify. Don't think too small. Don't think too small. At cozier. It's cozier. Fill your living room with children. You'll be so happy. You'll be so happy. So we have the saints and many brothers and sisters. Okay, Romans 2. The responsible brothers and the co-workers in every place must see the importance of the children's work in God's family. This should be a great matter to us. Oh, who's included here? The responsible brothers and the co-workers. The responsible brothers and the co-workers must see this and must push this along in every local church. That's what we're doing here today. Okay, how about we split the room half and half, half and half. This half, A, that half, B, and we'll go and read these 5 points. Sisters, here, please read A. No family. Amen. B, this side. Here we have the co-workers again and the leading sisters in the locality. Entrust the burden of the children's work to them. The work should be carried out primarily, 90% by the sisters. C. Oh, the church should concentrate its effort on this work. Very valuable. The children's work is not just something on the side to keep the children occupied. The children's work can bring the most fruit, remaining fruit, for the church life. D, on this side. And E, this side. All together, three. Amen. a number of sisters, appoint some sisters. Sisters, this is a key role in your church life. Let's continue the reading. Let's put this side, A. Who's included here?
Older
sisters. Older sisters, don't excuse yourself. You have a role. Okay, this side, B.
Sisters in every church should be persistent to promote the burden for the children.
Oh, promote the burden for the children. Look at what it says in 1. Let's continue. This side, 1. Amen. Sisters, did you see that? They should not give the brothers any peace. You should come to the brothers. Brothers, we need a good overhead projector. We need more hymn books for the children. Keep bothering the brothers. In this, you can bother the brothers. We need a good place for the children. The brothers would appreciate such bothering. But, don't assume the leadership. Read the whole point, okay? And be full of patience with the brothers. Be full of patience. I have met sisters like this throughout the years. Whenever you contact them, on their heart is the children. On their heart is the children. And I know one sister I can think of now. The Lord never gave her children of her own. But every time I talk to her, she's burdened for the children. Burdened for the going on of the children. Burdened for this family, that family. This particular sister, I remember I sat down with her one time because she would serve the sixth grade. And I was serving seventh grade, which is considered not children's meeting, but the young people. And I sat with her for about an hour. My desire was, how do we make a transfer from the children's meeting into, because they're all just getting the gospel now, to come into the young people so that we don't lose anything. Oh, the thing I was most impressed with was that this sister had something to say about every family. She knew every child and every family. Maria, that was your class. Actually, you were in seventh already. You were in seventh already. And is Michelle here? Fisk? She was in sixth grade. Grace? Shu, sixth grade, that group. This sister knew every family. That touched me very much. Burdened for every situation. Maybe the father not saved in this family. An aunt or a grandparent sick in that family. The job situation of the father in that family. Oh, she knew every child and every family. Oh, sisters. Oh, that we could be blessed with more sisters with this kind of heart. And she told me, we were talking, I asked her how to teach the children. Because I was more used to older teenagers. And she spent some time to talk to me. Oh, you need to use all the things in nature. Sometimes you need to bring a string. Sometimes you need to bring this. She was training me all the things. How to use a bottle. How to use the sun. How to use all these illustrations to draw their attention. She told me, you have 3 minutes. You have 3 minutes to capture their attention. If you don't have their attention in those 3 minutes, you lost them for the whole hour. So now I started to apply that with that group. Now I try to apply that with every message I give. I even did it with you. You know that whole thing about, oh, you're in the outline. Didn't that like, what? What is this? Learn. No, I'm serious. Learn. We have to capture them. The children. Amen. Oh, she told me, this sister told me. She's with the Lord now. She said, when I'm at the store, I see something, and I think, oh, this would be a good illustration to use with the children. She's always thinking about the children. Even in the store, she's shopping, and she sees something. Or she's driving with her husband, and she looks at that. Oh, I think I can turn that into an illustration for the children. Oh, sisters, I hope many of you could be this way. Point two says the sisters should be persistent. We're on the back now, right? To develop the children's work in the church. Furthermore, according to the leading of the Lord, they should fellowship with other sisters who are serving. Sisters, all the time. Try to get other sisters. Don't do it yourself. Always bring in. Look for potential. And you'll see the next point is about the young people. Bring in younger ones all the time. Mentor them to do what you do. Maybe they would end up doing better than you do. That'd be wonderful, no? C, let's continue the reading. How about this side? C, the sisters. Amen. D, this side. Another party was introduced. Who's this? Young sisters. Oh, all the time we have to tell the older, experienced sisters, bring in young sisters and give them the room to learn. Give them the room to practice. Give them the room to make mistakes, to not do it as good as you do at the beginning. Expect that. Don't reprimand them. Just let them to practice, to learn. Encourage them, mentor them, tutor them. Now we have some younger sisters. They can lead the singing. They can be very energetic in the front. You know, singing, as we mentioned this morning, is a big part of ministry to the children. And not everyone has that, what it takes to be in front of a group of children. Not everyone has, but I tell you, the younger ones do, many of them. We can bring them in, and they can draw the children into a wonderful atmosphere to be open to receive the word. So anyway, we need to be doing this all the time. Let's read E together. This is a precious point. Many... Amen. Sisters, the children's work is really a way for you to pour out your love to the Lord. And the ones you gain really will be your joy and crown. Look at the next point. Only eternity will reveal the result of this. Perhaps out of a group of children for whom we are caring, some will become apostles. Sisters in the children's meeting here, I want to encourage you. Some whom you raised, they're serving the Lord. They're serving the Lord now in many different places. They were the naughty ones. Some of them were the naughty ones. You'd be surprised. The Lord called some of them even to serve full time. And they sometimes end up to be the best ones to reach all the other naughty ones. They know how to contact them. But that's your fruit, sisters. That's your fruit. Be encouraged and be strengthened. Point two, altogether. Therefore, I encourage the sisters to do this good work. Someone else was just brought in. What category? Housewives. All the housewives. Don't think you're there in your prison. You can't do anything for the Lord. You can cooperate with the younger sisters. You don't have to do everything. Just provide the place. And bring younger sisters. Well, you also need to provide the snack, maybe. Make some cookies. Serve some milk. And then let the children come. And let the younger sisters lead the singing. Let the younger sisters tell the story. There could be a wonderful coordination in our church life. I tell you, many stories, many places are practicing this now. We need to pray for this. We need to pray for this. We'll skip some of the points, but to save the time. But let's read Romans 4. We also help of the young people in the children's work. And I do hope we could bring in the young people. Even, I would say, trust the young people. Trust the young people. They can be trained in this way. One way to shepherd young people is to give them responsibility. You know, the question sheet that we handed out, Brother Dennis read you a little bit of this before. This was from a conference given actually here in New York City, by the way, here in New York City in 1978, September 1978. And it's very interesting that the title of the conference, the book, is Crucial Elements of God's Economy. Can you imagine that there's fellowship on children in a book called Crucial Elements of God's Economy? But after Brother Lee shared this message, this was the last message, message 6. It's a very thin book, 6 short messages. He opened it for questions and answers. And someone, I was not here actually during that period of time. I was in Southern California. So I was not in this conference. And I don't know if the sister who asked this question might even be in this meeting. But someone asked, my child is a teenager. How do I want to encourage them. Go to the meeting. They don't want to go to the meeting. I want them to go to the meeting. What should I do? And Brother Lee gives this answer. Actually, you need not only love, but wisdom. And I don't know if you caught it, but Brother Dennis read. We'll leave that to you to read. You need wisdom whether or not you should encourage them to go to the meeting. Maybe the situation is such, the more you push, the more it strains your relationship. And the Lord is leading you. You need to build your relationship again. But for those with younger children, I want to highlight one sentence that Brother Lee says here. It says, you had 14 years to prepare for this situation. You know what that means? Sisters, that your children are 1 or 2 years old, you're preparing for that situation. Build up the relationship with your children. It shouldn't be all the time pushing them in the spiritual matters. Actually, we need to have a connection, even a friendship with them. And they should be nurtured in an atmosphere of love in our household. And we do not love them any less whether they come to the meeting or not. I know you don't love them less, but do they think that? You have to consider that. Sometimes, I have seen this, I have observed this over the last decades. Sometimes you love the Lord so much and you want the best for your child. Surely God is the best. The church life is the best. But in your encouraging your child to come to the meeting, you give them the impression, it's possible. I'm not saying you, I'm sorry. I'm saying I've seen some. Without realizing, they gave the impression, if you come to the meeting, I'll be so happy. If you don't come to the meeting, you disappoint me. But they might take it to mean, I don't love you as much. You have to think from their point of view. That's why Brother Lee says, not just love, but wisdom. We need wisdom. And here, he emphasizes, there are three questions here actually, three questions. One is about regulating watching television and movies. Did you read that first sentence of that answer on the back? Because of the current of the age, it is very difficult for parents to forbid the children to watch television and movies. Were you surprised that Brother Lee gave such an answer? Or were you expecting that he would teach you how to forbid? But he realized, because of the age, it's very difficult. So you need wisdom. And he also talks about when you put restrictions, you have to help them understand why the restriction. I tried this as we were raising our children, because I'm your dad. Because I'm the father here, because I said so. That you can only do that so much. And also certain age. Eventually you must explain. You have talks. Kind of negotiations. But nearly to each answer, Brother Lee points this out. Nothing is a substitute for spending time. Spending time with our children. And as Brother Dennis read before, Brother Lee said, 2 hours a day. People would read that and say, the fathers. Oh, wait till the fathers read this. Actually, I'm really thinking next week when we meet with the brothers, I want to make a copy of this. And we'll tell the fathers too. Fathers, look at what Brother Lee said. 2 hours. But later he says, if you cannot keep that requirement, you know the principle, as much time as possible with our children. This is so human. This is so human. Actually, you know what this is? This is to become the door for our children into God's kingdom. We become the open door for them. We become their entrance. Yeah. Amen. But the reason I bring this up now is sometimes our teenagers are not as interested as they once were in the things of the Lord. We have to face that. Now, we surely have to shepherd them. We surely have to reach out to them. We don't judge them. But one thing that we found is, one thing that sparks an interest is giving them responsibility. And when they pick up the responsibility, I tell you, at least they come to serve. Some of them, I've seen throughout the years, they only come when they're assigned to serve. Now, you might look down on that. Oh, they don't come. No, don't look at it that way. You have to see. They pick up the responsibility. And they can be certain good influence on the children. You say, oh, but they're a bad example. Oh, maybe we need to reconsider our way. And that's one way. To give the young people more responsibility. Of course, it has to be covered. Of course, they have to be trained so that they're not a bad example, especially the children, because the children will look up to them. So we do need to exercise our wisdom. Let's jump to point five together. The Amen. Another party was just added. Who's this? So you're in this outline. You're in this outline. Especially what? Open your home and prepare some snacks. Grandma, prepare some snacks. You could do this. You probably do this anyway. But just open your home and have the children there. And bring the younger sisters and let them sing. Oh, your joy will be full. You know, some of the best ones to gain children are the grandmothers. Children just like to go to grandma's house. Even not their grandma, they adopt grandmas. Isn't this true? Isn't this true with the children? Because you miss your own grandchildren, and you see another grandchild, and you take them as your grandchild, and they love you. Oh, sisters, you could reap a lot of fruit for the Lord just with that. Amen. Okay, now let's come to the last point, and everybody's here. Point six, together. When the entire church is mobilized in this way, all the brothers and sisters will have an opportunity to serve. Some can open their homes. Others can bring the children to the meetings. And still others can teach the children. When all the saints endeavor in one accord for the Lord's heart's desire, the profit will be immeasurable. We want to see this. We want to see this in all of the churches. Actually, in the last point, it says, even the dormant ones can be recovered. Point B, all the saints want their children to receive spiritual help. Even dormant saints want their children to receive spiritual guidance. So do you see all the parties included? If we all have the burden, if we all cooperate together, oh, the children's work could really impact the church life where we are, and would be a way for the greatest amount of fruit. We haven't tapped into this yet. Let us pray for this, sisters. Let us pray for this and pray consistently that the Lord could have a breakthrough in this area. Amen. Brothers, you want to add something? Brother Livingstone, you'll wait. We want to hear from you. Sisters, we'll open it up. Yeah, we'll open up still for you to give some sharings. Especially if you have some experience with the neighborhood meetings, maybe you could share a little something of how the Lord began that burden in you. And many have a kind of a blockage, an obstacle. Oh, I could never do that. Your testimony could open the way for someone else.
Because regarding opening homes, sisters, I want to share a story in the Bible so you can know opening homes a lot of times can bring you a lot of things. And when we read Mark, the Gospel of Mark, many times we read when the Lord was in the house, remember? The house was filled. And the four men carrying a paralytic, they cannot get him in before the Lord. So they climb up to the where? And then they dig open the roof and I lowered that man. One time I was thinking, Lord, whose house is that? Am I willing to continue to open my house if my roof was wrecked like that? The Lord seems like a narrow mind, right? The Lord, he said, child, your sin has forgiven. Take up your mat and go home. And everybody was joyful. And I'm not sure what's the feeling of the host, right? If the Lord does such a wonderful work in your home, are you willing to open your homes? I leave this challenge to you, okay, so you can continue.
The prayers touched me, and I felt that I like not only to pray for our neighbors near, only we know, how about we pray for the countries near and far away? the countries that not yet the Lord or start. We need to pray for the countries all around the world that the Lord grow and all the unbeliever know the Lord. And because I feel I am coming from far country and I've been touched of you, I felt that the Lord spoke to me today, not Jewish, not Gentile, not man, not woman, all we are in Christ. And I felt that we are all here, that the Lord said to us, we are all from around the world. So we are blessed to know the Lord here in USA. And we thought that our country, we are Christian, but they are not the true Christ what we want us to be. So we need your prayer to all the countries, especially my country, Lebanon. I will ask you to pray for my country because we just start there. We don't have even the Bible in our language. So pray for our Bible to be soon to deliver it to our country, Lebanon. Not only to Lebanon, to all the speaking people in Arabic world. And to be translated the correct way because we have been deceived. I have the Bible in my language, and when I check it with the Recovery Bible, I saw is not everything has been done correctly. Especially they took off the name of Jehovah. Our Lord is Jehovah Jesus. Amen. Just to letting you know, we need prayer for honest people and not only honest, to know the truth, to deliver the truth. If we don't know the truth, we cannot deliver the truth. If we don't have it, we cannot give it. And I like to ask just question if there are anyone here from Lebanon that we can do something to Lebanon. If do you anybody here Lebanese like me? I hope Lebanon. You? Okay, but I'm just fine if there are any sisters or brothers from Lebanon, I can be contact with them because we have to do something to Lebanon to spread the word of God, the church to be all around, not only Lebanon, all around the Middle East area. Because our brothers and sisters, Muslim, they don't know also God. Amen. We have to spread the word for all the people. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was going to leave, but I didn't want to leave without giving my share. Because I owe it to the body. Amen. So when I came to the church life, I was, you know, in the Salvation Army. So when I came, I remember 2 months later, the sisters, they grabbed me and they said, oh, we need people to serve with the children. And I look at the sister, so surprised, and I said, I never served with the children in Salvation Army where I was. And she said, sister, you got children, you serve. And I said, praise the Lord, okay, I serve. And I served for many years. And even I, you know, we owe it to the Lord and we owe it to the body. And one of the things that when you love the children and you love the Lord, believe me, you take care of those children we love. Because you owe it to the Lord. And something, I remember the fathers, they used to come to the nursery to get the children's. And the children, they didn't want to leave. And the parents, they used to say, sister, what did you do to my kids? I said, I didn't do nothing, brother. Yeah, because now I bring it to you, and now they don't want to go home. And I said, well, I just love them. You know, we teach them the memory verses. And for many years I served. Now that I'm in Waterbury, the new locality in Waterbury, not long ago I started serving with the 14, 13 years old. And something that really touched me in the church is finding these girls praying for me. Because they know I have an accident and I don't feel good. But they were praying for me. And I said, Lord, I was not expecting that. I was not expecting, but believe me, you take care of these girls in the Lord. Don't complain if you have to serve. Don't complain if you have to look for the lessons. Oh, I need to give the lesson. Oh, tomorrow I'm serving. Oh, man, you know, you are like that. No, don't do that. The girls are looking at you. They're watching you. And, you know, these are like the brother said, these are the ones that they're going to be the future for the Lord, because we're not going to last forever. You know, so praise the Lord that this is the fruit that we can offer to the Lord. Amen. You know, these are like the brother said here, these are the prophets. These are the ones that they, apostles, that they're going to be. And something else, that's my granddaughter is there, and she was in the class, and one day, you know, I was giving the class, and I know my granddaughter was not safe. And I look at her, and I said, oh, Lord Jesus. So I said to my granddaughter, do you want to accept the Lord? And she was completely open. Completely open was my granddaughter. So about like 2 weeks ago, we were giving the lesson that they have over here in New York. And we were talking about Martin Luther King. And then we were talking about Martin Luther. And she said, oh, I did something for my school. I said, who? Oh, Martin Luther King. I said, no, you have the wrong one. I said, it's Martin Luther. Oh, I did one for my school also. And I said, oh, what did you write in your program for the school? She said, oh, that he belonged to the Catholic Church and that he was not supposed to, they were not supposed to read the Bible, but then he loved the Lord, and people were paying the indulgence. And the rest of the girls, they were like, how do you know so much? And she said, because I have to read the Bible. And praise the Lord, these are the children. The children are not a burden for me anymore. If I have to be, before I give the lesson, I pray. I look the verses. I try to give examples. And some of the girls right now, they said, oh, when you give us the lesson, we understand so much. When somebody else gives us the lesson, I don't understand that much. But it's because I take time. For the children of the Lord, you have to take time. As long as you take time for whatever in your family, for your job, for whatever comes in your family, for the children, this is a job that is eternal, brothers and sisters. Amen. This is for the Lord. Amen. And we love the Lord. Amen. So praise the Lord.
Amén, Señor Jesús. Me tocó mucho como empezó el hermano diciendo que esto es una responsabilidad de todos y que a veces cuando nosotros vamos a pastorear, a trabajar con niños, nos descalificamos a nosotros mismos.
I was touched that the brother began saying that this is a responsibility of us all. And so sometimes when we have to shepherd the young ones or the little ones, we begin disqualifying ourselves.
Porque nosotros... cada uno tenemos la responsabilidad ante el Señor, porque es en el futuro de la iglesia de incluso aprender todos los himnos, así como tomar la carga por ellos.
But this is a responsibility we have to teach them the hymns, to teach them the verses, because this is something that has been entrusted to us for the future of the church.
Los niños son una parte importante y quiero dar un pequeño testimonio acerca de los jóvenes. En una conferencia que tuvimos, tuve la oportunidad de servir con los niños, preparar nuestros jóvenes para que ellos, darles responsabilidad a ellos para que pastoreen a los niños, fue muy gloriosa, porque los niños, los digo ya los jóvenes, se introdujeron tanto a tal punto de que hay alguno que no quiere orar, pero cuando hicimos una reunión con los niños para oración, el que menos oraba fue el que alentó al otro, a un niño, a decirle, ora, di algo, di Señor Jesús.
A little testimony concerning what the brother was speaking. In a recent conference, I was helping the young people to serve with the children. And I was surprised to see that some of those young people that usually do not like to pray, one of those were the most encouraging one to the children to have them pray. So I was really amazed to see that when we give them a responsibility, the Lord also have a way to do something in them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We expect the children's work among us to be very prevailing.
Therefore, we need to have a proper realization and preparation for this work.
Amen. I feel like my eyes were lifted up from my own anxieties of life and from my own situation to just be encouraged and expect the Lord to do it. Amen. And I am also encouraged to pray and to join the Lord in this work and to expect that the Lord will mobilize the entire church. Amen. And I was reminded of my own situation when I came into the church life in San Diego. I was newly saved, new into the church life, and someone pulled me in to serve on children's work. And I knew nothing. I hadn't even thoroughly read the Bible, but Lord Jesus, I was so, I just was reminded everyone can serve. And I also was encouraged because I've had a burden for a long time for the neighborhood children's meeting, and I haven't known how to practically work it out. I've tried something and tried, anyways. But Lord, I want to join you in your burden and expect that you will work this out in each local church. Amen. Lord, at least one. Amen. Lord, what about multiple? Amen. In all our localities represented here.
Amen. I was touched with the sisters in every church should be persistent to Amen. Promote the burden for the children. Amen. And sometimes you look at the outward situation and you get discouraged. And the Lord just touched me and said, have you been praying? Amen. Have you been praying consistently for the children's work in your locality? Amen. You know, we can promote and we can invite others. But before we do anything, before we do any of the work, we just need to pray and come Amen. To the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I was really touched that each and every one is in that outline, and that we can serve the children regardless of age, even if our children, our elder children can serve younger children. And I have two testimonies about this, that the first one, when myself, I was a teenager, and just like Brother Ricky said, when I helped the family, the servant family in Russia, they had their own four children, so they always would have asked me, even, to care, to go with them, help them to carry their children. I used to stay with them for a while, and then I would have, automatically served with a sister, and that kept me in the church life, because before I would have complained, I have too many homework, it's hard for me to come during the week, or I would be just lazy. But now when I know I have a service, I'm helping the big servant sister to serve, it encouraged me to keep coming to the meeting, and that's why you still see me. I'm 40 right now, and you still see me in the church life. It all started when I used to come helping the sister with the little ones. And the second testimony also, do not forget, I think, and first probably we didn't mention, because before in New York, we had this, 1 week children would have come for the conference in New Jersey, and 1 week they'll spend here. And so as here in New York would have given hospitality to children, just as New Jerseyans once will give hospitality to our children. And I could say that me and Sister Debbie, we had the most wonderful experience giving hospitality to the children. There is nothing better than you open the house for these little ones. They come without children. And don't forget, sometimes we had one experience when the one of the little sisters, she came with the sister whose parents were not in the church life, and she came with her, she brought her, it was kind of friend, and it was so new, and it was such a blessing that after spending time with us, after spending, you could see her keep coming, and that eventually her parents got gained, and you see them sometimes in the meeting. It's such, you know, it's very encouraging that, of course, they go back and they tell that how they've been treated and how, you know, about the hospitality. And again, no parent will ignore the fact how their children been taken care of in somebody's house, especially if it's a strange house. So it's a great way and testimony for the church, you know, to take care of the children regardless. Don't even think whether parents are saved or not. Take care of the children, and you gain the children and you gain their parents. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Currently, I'm serving the ninth grader. I serve ninth grader because my daughter is in ninth grader, so I just serve him serve her starting from little kid, you know, from first grader. You know, I just go up with her. Yeah, so I think, you know, I benefit a lot from that. First, you know, I build up, you know, very close relationship with my kid, and also, you know, I think with the children in that class, you know, I also, you know, make friends with them. So I think it's very important, you know, as a sister, mother, to serve the kids, you know, to serve the kids, especially, you know, your kids, and go up with them. I think it's very important for me, and I benefit a lot. Not only about the relationship with my daughter, and also push me. I think, you know, my English is not so good before, you know, but I think after those years, I think I improved a lot. And yeah, and also, I have to push myself and try to memorize the God's word. So I have something to supply to them. So it's, yeah, to my experience, it's very precious. And also, you know, recently I'm going to resign from my current job. So I'm going to start my own. So I think, you know, I can manage things. So I think my time may be free, you know, I can, if anybody need my service, I can go together with the sisters. Yeah, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I wasn't planning on speaking, but I just want to confirm what the brothers have been speaking. Can I say something negative? On the negative side, you know, it was mentioned that when the sisters are negative, that can be a big problem. Well, when I was in my early 20s in Chile, South America, in the Christian Mission Alliance, there were two sisters. One was the leader of the choir. The other one was the organist. And they competed with each other. They didn't get along. Eventually, that brought a division in the church. And it came to a point where there was a certain situation, I won't elaborate, and the pastor said, anyone does that, they'll be punished. So sure enough, the one side that was not with the pastor did it, and they were punished. They appealed to the mission. The missionaries came, and the pastor and his family were thrown out. And I was the assistant to the pastor. When he was out, I spoke. So I got thrown out. The wonderful thing was that when I came to the U.S., the pastor here told me, oh, that was over there, it doesn't matter. But on the other hand, I have to say that we had, over many decades, we had several brothers who were a problem. Actually, when I came in to the church life, there were four brothers and one co-worker that were against the recovery. Four of those left in a few months. And the co-worker left after 5 years. After that, we did have other brothers who were a problem. But somehow, they disappeared. It never divided the church. Amen. It never caused such a problem. The other thing is, I have to say a strong amen for the sisters' prayer. Amen. Prayer meeting. Amen. But I have to say, sorry to say, the prayer meeting of the sisters on Thursdays is struggling. And sometimes one or two talk, I mean, not one, two, two talk on the, pray on the phone. But this is so crucial. It's so important. If we don't pray, God cannot act. So I encourage all of you sisters, be praying sisters. Amen. Praying sisters, not just for yourself, not even just for your family, amen, but for the church, amen, and for what the Lord is doing in your locality. Amen. We need to pray, surely, for our family, for those we're responsible for, but we also need to pray for the Lord's move where we are. Amen. Sisters, I trust all of you will say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, did you enjoy the time today?
Amen.
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 So we want you to encourage your husbands to come next week to Camp Penuel for the Elders Training Review, Penuel. We gather together Friday night there so we get a good start Saturday morning, and we'll have the full day Saturday like we have had here today. These times of blending are invaluable. They just are invaluable. And we prayed a lot, not just for the meeting times and for the fellowship, which was so encouraging and so helpful to me, even to all of us to be here, but for the times in between. That's why, you know, we had these nice long 30, 35 minute breaks so we could, you know, spend some time with each other and some of us to get reacquainted, some of us to get acquainted, and to have more blending together. These are very, very crucial times. The Lord is blending the members of the body together, harmonizing them together, that we could serve in one accord in all the churches. So it's very, very important. We want to remind you that the translation radios are for sale. We would encourage you to buy your own so that you always have one for various, you know, events and situations. So they are for sale. You can pay for them at the radio counter. And related to the lunches, the dinner, we have dinner boxes. We have enough for everyone, so please don't take more than one. And they will be available in both lobbies and downstairs. If you're going out to your car down there, you want to pick one up downstairs, that's fine. But there are dinner boxes on both lobbies and downstairs. Now, if you have a lanyard, please take it off right now and take out your little name tag. That's your, like, souvenir for the event, you know. Are there any serving ones? We need to get some boxes for them to put them in. Let's put them on the counters for now, or any of the three counters. Put your lanyard and that clear badge holder on the counters on your way out. Maybe, I don't know, Joyce, if you could, Joyce Leo, if you go to, and Crystal, go get theirs. Okay, we have boxes. There are boxes on the back table there for the lanyards and for the boxes. Jen, there's also a big box by the CDs, the tapes, empty box we could use. Yes, Joe. There's no lunch downstairs, no dinner. So all the box dinners are just in the two lobbies. There are none downstairs, okay? So please take a sack dinner and be careful driving home, and praise the Lord. Praise.